many congratulations on that win. This is your first appearance at Horse of the Year show for a number of years and the first in Birmingham. What does that win mean to you?
Well, winning international classes and a jump-off class is always a good feeling. Quite a long time I didn't came to England, and I always love to come to England, but for other circumstances I wasn't invited or I wasn't selected, whatever. But for me, it's fantastic to come here and win.
Is there something about the Horse of the Year show that, for an international rider like yourself, does it have an extra class to it or an extra level of importance for you, or do you see it as just a nice competition to come to?
No, I think everybody knows that in England they have a fantastic public, and the crowd here is unbelievable every day, every night, every class, and not only for show jumpers. I've been watching some other show classes, so it's really a horse people public. And also we know the show is very good. What's very, very nice, what we don't have too much in Europe, in abroad anymore, is there are 35 horses, 35 riders per class. Doesn't make long classes, it's very interesting, very quick. Everybody likes it, and that's why we come.
And was there any point in your ride, in the ride off, there were one or two particularly tight and rather spectacular to watch turns that you made. Was there any point in the ride where you thought, oh, this could be mine?
No, I just I was lucky. When you have these jump offs or speed classes, it's always an advantage to go at the end of the class. It's the opposite of the Formula One driving. So for us, the leading position is at the end, so we can see what's happening. Because when you start first, you really have to put the pressure on. But then the others know where you've been, and they can cut shorter. And that's what I've done. I watched John, because I had a doubt from the double combination jump off to the Blue Oxer. To do six or five strides, and I saw John doing five easy strides, and mine had also quite the same stride as John's horse. I said that was no problem, and I had a really sharp turn on the vertical and the double, and then I think on the last fence I went flying up to the last fence, you know, and there I had my horse who did the job. I didn't have to do anything, he jumped it.
And tell us a bit about your horse. How would you describe your relationship with him?
It's a long story. He came three years ago, and he was from French rider, and he didn't like him so much, and that French rider had three competitive horses, and this horse was really difficult to ride. He was very honest, a lot of scope and careful, but the rideability was quite terrible. So I spent nearly a year to have him settle down, because he was going really wild. He's talent, not that he's particularly difficult as talent, but it made it a little bit more difficult. And since 2 years, he started to let him ride a little bit better. But this year, he really did some very good things this year. And I knew whatever I ask, he's always going for it. So I knew that the course, the jump off was good for him.